Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Welcome in to Sunday morning. It is Sunday, November 23rd, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage. Again, on Sunday morning, have a good friend of mine, Mr. Mason McNatt from ProSpire, hanging out with us today. Mason, how you doing this morning?
Doing good, Coach. Excited to be here, and thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Mason, just a really, really good dude, and I've known Mason probably going back 10, 12 years now, and obviously together at Grace Christian up in Franklin, Tennessee. He was a student and athlete up there while I was a teacher and a coach, and just fantastic guy and a fantastic family. And man, we reconnected a couple months ago, stayed in touch on and off throughout the last several years, and really reconnected a couple months ago with a small group we're doing on Wednesday nights of just guys trying to do life together and be better. But just said, Mason, why don't you come in, share with the group what God's been doing in your life. I'm just so excited and proud of you and what you've been doing. But man, we're going to be back here in just a few minutes with Mr. Mason McNatt talking about how the Lord has used him and in a mighty way, and it's a pretty cool story. So grab a cup of coffee, take a break with us here, listen to some music, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes talking to Mason McNatt on Sunday morning. Welcome back in with Mason McNatt. I'm Shaw Gage, hanging out with you. Have my good friend Mason McNatt from ProSpire out of Franklin, Tennessee, in with us this morning, just talking life together. And Mason, again, welcome in. You're doing well this morning?
Yes, sir. Doing good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, man. Absolutely. Good to reconnect. And, man, just excited to share with the audience what God's been doing in your life and how he's been working. It's so cool. But we were talking, you know, before the show, just kind of getting ready. And you said there's a verse that God's really laid on your heart. It's kind of been your verse here lately, or maybe your life verse, just kind of what everything he's been doing. You mind sharing that with the group?
Yeah. Proverbs 3:5-6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
Man, that's a great one, right? And it's so true. I don't know why I sometimes have trouble living that one out, but I know when I do live it out and trust him, there's no doubt about that. So, well, man, tell us, you know, why you feel like God, when did God lay that on your heart, and maybe why God laid that on your heart?
Well, here recently with my career that I'm currently in, there's a lot of chaos, and just it's pretty hectic with travel and where I'll be, when I'll be there. So fully just trusting that God will put me in a situation where I'm supposed to be there, and just trusting that his ways are better than my ways, and just that's allowed me to have peace in the hectic life that I'm living right now.
Oh, yeah. And, man, that's just a great example of faith, right, and a demonstration of faith. And, you know, tell our listeners, Mason, we hadn't really gotten into what you're doing nowadays in ProSpire. Tell us what you're doing in this hectic lifestyle and, you know, where God has you right now in this season of life.
Yeah, so I actually get to work with NBA and college basketball players and travel the world and country training NBA basketball players and doing their player development, so on-court performance, with some really cool people.
Man, that's amazing. So you're working with NBA players that are, you know, playing basketball, like professional basketball players.
Yes, sir. Working with professional basketball players.
Man, that is so fun, and I'm sure you've got a million stories, and we're going to hear a lot about it this morning. But for those of you who don't know, Mason, just a tremendous basketball player in his own right, and just when they talk about guys that live in the gym, man, I know up there at GCA, every time I open those gym doors, I would usually hear that ball bounce, and there you'd be with that machine kicking those rebounds back to you, and just constant. How many, you know, just curious, did you have a number of free throws that you would try to shoot every day, just, you know, working out in the gym and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I was a bit crazy and a bit obsessive, but I'd like to get up probably anywhere from 800 to 1,000 shots a day back when I was playing. But like I was saying, I was crazy.
Man, but that's dedication, right? And that's discipline, and that's what sets you apart. Mason, really good shooter, really good high school basketball player. And it's just, but what sets you apart is that hard work and that discipline. And a lot of people don't understand that. They want all the glory and they want all the accolades, but nobody wants to do the work. And you did that, right? I mean, what kind of hours did you put in back in the day when you were doing that?
Well, I was fortunate to come from a family where my dad is super hardworking, my mom's super hardworking, so that's always been instilled in me. But back when I was playing, I think I started in sixth grade, getting to the gym no later than 6 o'clock in the morning every single day, and then training for an hour or two in the morning before school, and then doing it all over again after school. So that came from my parents' work ethic and just seeing them growing up and realizing that I loved basketball, and if I was going to do basketball, I wanted to do it to the best of my ability and give my 100% effort in it.
All in, man, all in. And that's, you know, hey, parents, kids alike, anybody that's listening, if you don't think people are watching you, listen to that example right there. Parents specifically, sometimes we think that, you know, our kids aren't watching us, but you and your sister, you guys were watching your parents, and that paid off, right? That instilled some of those same values and work ethic in you guys, right?
Yes, sir, 100%.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Lynn and Haley McNatt, good friends, just a great family. And, man, just so happy for what God's got you doing and that God's being able to use you. And that God gave you that passion of basketball to really impact the world for Jesus Christ. Because as we've talked about through the years, you know, that's one thing Mason and I have a lot in common and a lot of the guys that we still all keep in contact with. But it's about that Operation Impact. It's about being the hands and feet of Jesus. And wherever you go, we all have our different story. We all have our different platforms, but you know, it's just cool to see you guys growing into young men that are going out and living out your faith. And then, man, you're in the NBA, just man, doing the Lord's work. And I think that's so cool. Well, hey, we're hanging out with Mason McNatt here on Sunday morning. I'm going to be back here in just a few minutes. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back on the other side and get a little bit more into the story with Mr. Mason McNatt with ProSpire. Sunday morning, Shaw Gage, hanging out with Mr. Mason McNatt with ProSpire out of Franklin, Tennessee. Mason, we were talking in the last segment about just your passion for basketball and that work ethic that your parents instilled in you and your sister, McLean, and, you know, just really just kind of want to unpack that a little bit because, you know, I didn't ever coach basketball. I offered to, but I think your dad kind of looked at me like, yeah, I don't think he's a good basketball player. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. But no, seriously, every time I would walk through that gym, though, man, I would see you out there shooting and just that work ethic. And I just kind of, man, what was going on with you as you were kind of moving from middle school on into high school? And just tell me about that journey and kind of where you felt like God was leading you.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was always around basketball growing up just because my dad was a basketball coach. And my best memories growing up were in a gym, and that's just always where I was. So, growing up, that was kind of like my home away from home. That's where I felt just at peace, and I loved being in the gym. And I never played video games. I never had any toys, Legos, any of that stuff. I always had a ball in my hand. And just growing up around basketball, I saw a lot of the guys that my dad was coaching as I was growing up, and I decided, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to be like those guys. And just growing up, as I got into middle school, I started taking it way more seriously, where I was getting up before school, going to train, and then doing it all over again after school. And then by the time I was in eighth grade, when we were at Grace Christian Academy, I had the opportunity to play high school as an eighth grader for my dad. And that was a lot of fun and a really cool opportunity as an eighth grader, but it also presented a lot of challenges considering that I was about 5'2" and maybe 100 pounds when I was an eighth grader playing up against high school kids. But, it was really cool just looking back at it, the opportunity that I had, and then got to play high school basketball for 5 years. My dad was the head coach, and just the challenges of playing for your dad was not easy, just because he was super hard on me and was trying to make it evident to all of my other teammates and their families that I wasn't getting any special treatment. So he was super tough as a coach as it was already. Then you throw in the fact that I was his son, and he wanted to make it even more evident that he wasn't giving me the easy pass, the typical coach's son. But just really cool opportunity to play for my dad for 5 years and had a really good high school career, and loved every second of playing high school basketball.
Man, I'm sure you did. And, you know, that's 5 years. And not only that, but getting to play with your dad, I mean, that's, you know, how many people get an opportunity to do that? I mean, that's just a special time for both of you. What kind of challenges did that present? I mean, did that make it harder on you guys, or did it make it closer on y'all's relationships? I mean, overall, as far as just being in that constant coaching and that, you know, father son, yet also kind of a boss employee, coach player type relationship. Did y'all know where to find that line, you know, when you got home?
No, we did not know where the line was. So that resulted in a lot of arguing. My mom was pretty frustrated with both my dad and me. But looking back at it, it was really cool. But at the time, it was definitely super hard because I am the most competitive person I know. And he would probably say that he's the most competitive person that he knows. Mm. And so when we both want to win so badly, and then you throw in the fact that he's dad and I'm his son, it's also another weird dynamic, as just different than a regular, normal player-coach relationship. And he was super tough on me because he knew my goals and aspirations, and I was already tough on myself. So I was already, if I messed up in a game, then I'm already telling myself, man, I really screwed up, I got to do better. And then having that extra person yelling at me, my dad telling me the same thing, it was definitely challenging at times. But looking back at it, I don't think me or him would change it for the world.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I coached all three of my sons, but at Grace, I coached my two younger sons in football and baseball, and they tell you the same thing. I mean, I'd be coaching them on the way home in the car and at the dinner table, and, you know, sometimes as a dad, as the adult, you got to learn, you got to turn it off, you know, and just be dad sometimes. But you guys, it was very evident that y'all had that great relationship, and just, I know your dad, Lynn, really well, and just, man, salt of the earth type of a guy, and I know he and your mom both instilled those characteristics into, again, you and your sister. And man, it's just cool to see. And what an awesome time to be able to go to work with dad every day for 5 years. And just a tremendous opportunity. You know, I share that with people. Like, I took a break between sales careers back in the, you know, 2009 through 2017. Went back and got a teaching degree, and then got to teach at GCA, where I met you and your family. And I got to go to work with my two of my sons every day for 5 years. And that's priceless, you know. And there were some hard parts, and there were some hard times in there, but at the end of the day, I'm with you guys. I wouldn't trade it for anything at all. So well, hey, really cool. And listen, so we're going to come back here in the next segment and talk a little bit more with Mason with Nat, and just kind of, man, everything's rolling along. You got aspirations of playing college ball. You got a 5-year high school basketball career playing with dad. And man, this guy's a tremendous basketball player. But then, you know, towards the end of junior year, a mountain shows up, right? And we're gonna talk about that with Mason on the other side of the break here. Hope you'll come back on Sunday morning. We're hanging out with Mason McNatt on Sunday morning. Shaw Gage, Sunday morning, hanging out with my good friend Mason McNatt, Pro Spire Basketball. These guys do training with college and NBA players all across the country and all across the world. But we're talking with Mason, and he's just kind of sharing his story and how God used just different things in life. And, you know, we all have those mountains in life that creep up, and just sometimes it takes a minute. We see them coming. Sometimes they just hit us right smack in the face before we even see them coming. But Mason, you know, kind of rolling along with your high school basketball career. You're this great shooter. You got, you know, all-time point scorer for GCA. And, man, end of the junior year, your mountain showed up. And tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so after my junior year, I was getting prepared to play AAU basketball on a really good team, preparing for the biggest year of my recruitment for college. And all of a sudden, I thought I pulled my groin, went to the doctor, and they said I probably, I think it was my groin that they said that hurt. And then his school didn't get any better. Went in for an MRI, and next thing you know, my labrum and my hip was completely torn, which meant surgery. And the timeline was like, I think 6 to 9 months for recovery, which meant that I'd miss all of summer basketball, traveling across the country, and then potentially miss a lot of my high school senior year at GCA. And then I had my surgery towards the end of, I think in May of my senior year, and the doctor came in. I didn't know it at the time, but he told my parents that he wasn't sure if I was going to be able to play basketball again, just because there was no good tissue or cartilage left in my hip. But yeah, after my junior year, I had hip surgery, and by the grace of God and a lot of hard work, and just prayer, I was able to recover in 5.5 months, and was able to be back for the start of my senior year.
No kidding. 5.5 months. You were back when they told you it was going to be probably 6 to 9 months typically.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Wow. That is cool. God is good, man. And he, you know, you're a hard worker, and between the two of those, man, I don't doubt that one bit. Well, tell me about that. Like, so when you got that news, when they went in and they said, man, you're rolling along and you got this, hey, I think I pulled something, I need to get checked out. You're probably thinking it's not that big a deal. But then when you got this news, you got to have this major surgery and basketball career could be potentially over. I mean, like, what was going through your mind just as a guy, man, just as like that competitor you were talking about earlier?
Definitely a lot of stress, just because at that time I was coming off of a really good year in school basketball, and my recruitment had just started to really pick up. And I wasn't blessed physically and athletically as a lot of the guys that you see on TV playing college or professional basketball. So it was important for me to be able to play travel basketball against the best players in the country and show that I'm able to compete at that level. So not being able to do that really kind of hurt my recruitment. So just stress of not knowing what's going on, where I'll end up after high school. Just kind of a tough time. And then also having to figure out some stuff on my own personal life of that I'm not just a basketball player, and that my identity isn't a basketball player. That's just kind of what I do. So that was a big challenge and struggle of not having basketball there to kind of be what I was centered around for the first time ever in my life, and having to figure out that God is, I'm a child of God, and basketball is what I do, not who I am. So that was something I really struggled with, but had to figure out. And got to figure out as I was battling the injury.
Man, what a great perspective. I mean, that's so true, man. I mean, I think you're right on. You're a child of God. We are all children of God, and this is just what we, our jobs or our career, whatever we're doing, that's just what we do, right? I love that perspective, and I appreciate you sharing that. And, man, that gives me, you know, kind of some insight into your verse that you shared earlier from Proverbs 3:5-6, like, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And here God's given you that opportunity to do that, saying, trust me. Don't worry about what you think's going to happen. Lean not on your own understanding. I got this, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And how hard was that for you to do just as a guys? I mean, we're all, you know, it's hard to, we don't want to give up control, but I mean, was that a struggle for you to go, okay, God, I know you got this and there's a bigger plan? Or did you go through that, you know, moment or that season of life where there was a little bit of poor me? I mean, just kind of why me kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was definitely tough at the time, just because after surgery, there was still a couple weeks left of school, and I was stuck in bed at home, and I couldn't go to school, didn't get to see my friends unless they came and visited me. So that was tough, just because I was real isolated, and it allowed me a lot of time on my own just to think about all the stuff that I was dealing with. And yeah, for sure, as I started off, I was kind of feeling sorry for myself. But then just through prayer and thought, understanding that basketball at the end of the day, it's what I get to do. I'm blessed to be able to get to play basketball. And then also understanding that God, my identity should be in God, not basketball. Basketball is a temporary thing on this earth. And at the end of the day, nobody, it doesn't really matter when my time on earth is done. Nobody's going to remember anything I did in basketball. And it won't matter in the whole grand scheme of things of eternity with God. But yeah, it was definitely challenging at first. But that time of isolation gave me a lot of time to think and pray and kind of figure out who I am outside of basketball.
Man, that's very insightful, and I appreciate you sharing that. It's you know, I mean, look, if you're out there, if you're hearing this, man, you're struggling with something and you're going through something, and you just see this mountain and you can't get over it. You know, you don't have to get over it. God will get you over or through or around that mountain, and it'll be more blessed than you ever dreamed. And we're gonna hear back on the other side of the break from Mason and just kind of what God has propelled that. I mean, you could take this moment and just give up and go, man, the world's against me, and it's my but you didn't, and you hung in there, and you trusted the Lord. And we're going to come back here in the next segment, and we're going to talk about how the Lord made your path straight and what he's got you doing today, impacting lives. So glad to be hanging out with Mason McNatt on Sunday morning. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. All right, Mason, so here we are. You let cliffhanger from the last segment. So, man, you get through this hip surgery. You're able to come out and play your senior year. And then, man, you get an offer, right? You get a college offer, something you've always dreamed about.
Yeah, so I tried to push off the whole commitment and signing process as long as possible, waiting for a Division I offer to come. It never came, and then COVID hit, so all of recruiting visits were limited and really canceled, where you couldn't take any more visits to campus. And then I decided, I had a handful of Division II and Division III offers, and decided to go play Division II basketball in my backyard at Trevecca Nazarene University in Nashville, and was there for my freshman year. And about a couple months onto campus there, starting team workouts, I felt the same thing that had happened to my right hip and my left hip. And knew, oh no, I know this feeling. Mm. And immediately went to the doctor and started that whole process over again, just on my left hip, and had surgery and was out for the year just like that after my freshman year at Trevecca.
Man, so this was the end of your freshman year at Trevecca when you felt this?
It was the beginning. It was in October of my freshman year. So I'd been on campus for about a month and a half, just started preseason training, and then immediately felt that same sort of pinch in my left hip and knew, uh-oh, I know this feeling.
Well, I mean, so what was your thought process there? Were you, man, I got to go get this checked out, or, man, maybe I can just grin and bear it? I mean, I don't, you know, it's probably pretty severe pain.
Yeah, I wanted to get through it as quick as possible and felt that surgery was the best route for me to do that, and able to redshirt that freshman year anyways, where I could focus on being in the weight room, getting stronger, taking care of classes, and getting kind of my feet wet in college. Mm-hmm. But it was tough at first, just knowing, man, I got to go through this again, but also comforting knowing that I've done this before. This one's not going to be as bad because I caught it a lot quicker. And knowing what was going to go into the recovery process, I had a better feel for what it was going to take. So I was a lot more prepared mentally and physically for it.
Yeah, well, you kind of knew what to expect, right? You knew what was coming for the most part.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you were able to navigate it. Yeah, so, well, man, but you kept your faith, right? You kept focused on the Lord and going, I know there's a reason. I'm sure there were days you were ready to just go, man, wow, you know, why can't I catch a break? But you just kept on, right? You kept putting one foot in front of the other, knowing and trusting that the Lord was going to straighten that path out, weren't you?
For sure. I actually kind of enjoyed it just because I love the adversity side of sports and being able to overcome tough things. I think it makes us mentally stronger and builds up confidence in ourselves. So I was actually kind of, once I got through the surgery, ready to attack the recovery process and get back to doing what I love at a high level. And then ended up transferring colleges after my freshman year to a really good program in East Tennessee, Maryville College. And playing for a guy named Raul Placeres, who I think is one of the best basketball coaches in the country, regardless of divisions. And then start on campus there. And about first week into school, I felt both my hips give out again. I'm like, uh-oh, this is not good. Thought I tore both my hips. And that resulted in a lot of tests and doctor's appointments, only to find out that I had been diagnosed with psoriatic arthritis in my hips, and was really struggling going to class, sitting in class. My hips were killing me. And the doctor pretty much told me, hey, Mason, if you don't live a life pain-free, you got to stop running and jumping. So ultimately, that made my decision pretty clear that I had to give up playing basketball.
Mm. Well, I mean, just immediately, right? I mean, it's here it is. Doctor walks in and says, pretty much, your career's over as far as being a basketball player.
Yes, sir. That was a tough conversation to have with a doctor. I remember my mom was sitting there and just honestly kind of being speechless. My college career had ended before it even really started. But like we said in the verse earlier, just trusting God's plans. He had bigger and better plans for me that at the time I couldn't comprehend or understand. But looking back at it now, I wouldn't be where I am right now without having those injuries and being told, hey, you got to stop playing. So in hindsight, it's one of the best things that's ever happened for my career that I'm in.
Man, what tremendous insight. I mean, dude, for you to be a young man at your age and to be able to sit there, you're inspiring me and just making me go, you know, I mean, I'm just imagining myself putting in all this work since I was a kid and all the countless hours in the gym, and this is my love, this is all I've ever wanted, no Legos, you know, none of that other video games or any of that. And then, you know, here's a doctor walking in going, basically, if you want to live a pain-free life, you got to quit doing what you love. And I know I would be ready just to go victimhood and poor me, and why is the world stacked against me? But, you know, you didn't. And that's what makes great people great people. And I appreciate your insight on that. The other thing that I want to commend you on is your insight about the journey, right, about the going through the pain of it and appreciating being in the middle of the madness, because a lot of people miss that, right? We just want to get through it and move on. And, yeah, if it's painful, sure we do. But at the same time, we also have to respect and appreciate what we're going through, because it's what makes us who we are, right? I mean, sometimes there are painful and ugly times in life or whatever, but man, God gives us those quote opportunities unquote to build our testimony and build our platform so we can go and encourage other people. And man, here you are years later encouraging me. And I never was really a basketball player, but man, I can identify with what you're talking about. And man, what just tremendous insight there. So I appreciate you sharing that. Mason, God wasn't through with you, obviously. We're going to pick it back up here in the next segment and talk about what God's doing in Mason's life. And, you know, you think these doors are closed to basketball and the NBA, but no, surprise, God's got a plan for you. And we're going to talk about it in the next segment. Be back here with Mason McNatt on Sunday morning. ProSpire Basketball's Mason McNatt in with us this morning, hanging out, talking about life, talking about faith, and talking about basketball, and just what a tremendous career Mason's had in high school basketball. And here he is into college, and he's just received this potentially devastating news that he's never going to be able to play competitive basketball again if he wants to live a pain-free life. And, you know, Mason, here you go. You got an opportunity to take two different paths. You can give up and be a victim, or you can go, hey, I'm going to use this for God's glory, and we're going to find out where this path goes. And I'm trusting the Lord, and he's going to make my path straight. And I think you chose the right path. So tell us what happened from there and kind of where God led you.
Yeah, so I decided as soon as I was told that I was unable to play competitively again, I finished out this semester at Maryville College, and my parents would tell you it was a dumb decision, but I think it was a genius decision. I dropped out of college and moved back home to Nashville and started my own basketball training business. And really from the start, I knew I was always going to do it, just didn't know it was going to happen as quickly as it did. But from the start was working with kids, to be honest with you, who weren't very good, just trying to get the business up and running and make a little bit of money. But quickly, it ended up turning into me having Division I basketball players coming in and working with me. And then now 3 years into it, have a couple NBA clients and then have a bunch of Division One clients where I'm able to watch a bunch of my friends and clients play on TV every night and get to work with some of the best basketball players in the world. So yeah, God has really blessed me in the times where I thought were the most devastating times of my life ended up being the best things that have ever happened to me so far.
Man, that's so cool. I mean, it's I started to say wild, but it's not wild. It's God, man. It's just when you trust him, he's going to make those paths straight, like your scripture said from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And here you are. You've trusted the Lord, and he's given you this NBA career, if you will. I mean, that's not what you had envisioned as a young man, as you were putting those countless hours in the gym that we've been talking about. But here you are, and you're, and I'm assuming that you have these relationships because you played the high school basketball and the AAU basketball. You had those relationships and those networks of players and coaches that you had met along the way, and this is kind of what's helped springboard you into these relationships with people that you've known, right?
Yes, sir. A couple of my clients knew me from travel basketball. Some knew me back from when I was playing in high school and college. And then some, I've been able to make a bunch of new connections with people I never knew or had any sort of connection with just through training. So it's really cool that God uses a sport like basketball where I'm able to build connections with people who some know Jesus, some don't know Jesus, but being able to pour into people using basketball, it's far more rewarding training, getting to pour into these guys than anything I could ever play, which is really cool. Like I was saying, how God uses that, something that was so devastating and heartbreaking to me at the time, as just the tables have flipped where I'm living my dream. This is my version of making it to the NBA. I get to work with NBA players and get to really pour into them and help them chase their dreams and aspirations and help them mentally, physically on the basketball court and spiritually and help kind of plant a seed of that Jesus loves them in their lives also.
Man, that's fantastic. And, you know, you probably, I'm sitting here thinking as you're saying that, Mason, like you probably, I mean, you never know because we don't have a crystal ball, but you're probably having more of an impact for the kingdom in the role that you're in now, right? It may not be what you would have chosen if somebody would have said, hey, you got these two choices. You can go be an NBA player or you can go be this coach and this personal trainer. And, you know, I think we would all probably go, well, I want to be an NBA player. But God is probably using you in a mightier way in your role as a trainer because, man, you're around all these guys and you've got that opportunity. And some of the conversations we've had, these guys are seeing you, right? And they're noticing a difference in you and kind of how you carry yourself.
Yes, sir, 100%. This is I'm able to make such a much bigger impact on people's lives through training and just being someone that somebody can go to ask questions, whether it be about life, about basketball. And then just, I mean, you know how professional sports are, what's thrown at these guys, the money and all the temptations that they face and deal with. It's really cool and rewarding getting to help guys navigate that and be able to plant a seed that no matter how much money they make, how many points they score in their career, that's not what defines them, that God loves them, that Jesus loves them, and there's something out there far greater than any game that they play on the hardwood in basketball.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, because that's eternal, right? And basketball, hey, you know, we used to tell you guys this on the ball fields and the basketball court. Hey, we all have one thing in common as players. We all walk off that court for the last time at some point. And doesn't mean we can't go back as a coach or a parent or something, but as far as your competitive playing days, and so what are you going to do when that's over? You know, it may be a year and a half into your, you know, redshirt freshman year, or it may be after a 25-year career. But at the end of the day, what what do we have to fall back on? And I love your insight from a couple of segments ago. He said, you know, basketball is not who you are. It doesn't define you. That's just what you do, right? Being a child of God and a chosen child of God is what defines you. And that's who you are, and is a child of him through Jesus Christ. And man, I just appreciate you sharing your story with us this morning and what God's done through your life. And man, that chapter's not finished. That book's not near finished. And man, God, you've got a great future ahead of you, and you've got a really good perspective. And man, just so grateful that you've taken time out of your busy schedule to come hang out with us this morning.
Yes, sir. Again, like I said, I just appreciate the opportunity where I can kind of share my story and what God's doing in my life and other people's lives around me.
That's cool. That's cool. Well, hey, we're not quite done yet. We're going to come back here one more segment with Mason McNatt from ProSpire Basketball. We'll be back here in just a few minutes on Sunday morning. Wow, man. Back here, final segment of hour number three. Hard to believe we're already through the third hour. Mason, been such a joy to have you in. Good to reconnect with you this morning.
Yes, sir. Been happy to be here, and have enjoyed hearing you on this show, and excited for all the things that God's doing in your life.
Well, it's all him, man. I tell you, you and I, we've had enough conversations through the years, and I know you believe the same thing, but it's all him. We're just the conduit, and, you know, when it's good and things are well, it's all God. When it's messy and screwed up, that's me usually trying to take control. But it's refreshing to have a guy like yourself in with us this morning and just kind of share what God's been doing in your life. And just, man, when you have an adversity or a mountain in your life, man, it's easy to want to give up. I mean, the world tells us today just to, hey, be a victim, give up, somebody else's fault, whatever. But you didn't do that, Mason. It's such an encouraging story. And then just to see how God blessed it, your commitment and your commitment to him. And it's just been cool to see. And, man, what he's doing now in your life. I'm just so proud of you. And, man, he's got you doing what you love, right?
Yes, sir, 100%. I appreciate you saying that.
Oh, yeah, man. Absolutely. Well, look, I say this each and every week. I'm so blessed. I have no business being on a radio show, podcast, any of this stuff. But, man, God just continued to go, here's a platform, here's a platform, here's a platform. And I just keep taking steps. And sometimes I don't know if that next board on the platform is going to be there, but I know that it is. But you just got to trust. And I think that's where faith comes in. And, you know, you really hit a note with me earlier when you said that, hey, it's not, basketball is not who I am, right? And I think about that a lot. This radio, this podcast, that's not who I am. My job as a sales guy, that's not who I am. I'm a child of God, number one. And I think when we get that back in proper calibration and we live our lives really focused on that, I think that's when he can really use individuals like you, Mason. And so, again, thank you for sharing your insight and your story. I know sometimes that's hard to talk about the pains in life, but, man, we always talked about this, man. It just seems like yesterday we were in a classroom up there at GCA and middle school and high school talking about life and going, man, none of us have all the answers. We're just trying to figure this thing out called life one step at a time. And I remember looking around, what would that have been, your eighth grade year, ninth grade year?
Seventh grade year.
See, I'm terrible at math. We were talking about that off air. Seventh grade year Bible class. And, man, I always felt like I was one of you guys. And I was the old teacher, right? But you guys just did a tremendous job allowing me to be a part of y'all's group. And it was just so fun to watch you guys serve as middle schoolers and on into high school. And now here you are as adults with careers and starting companies where, man, you're doing the same thing. You're being the hands and feet of Jesus, which is what the Great Commission's all about. So super proud of you and just thankful for you and your family and just, man, the opportunity to have known you guys through the years. And man, just be praying a blessing over you and that, man, God just continues to bring favor on you and ProSpire Basketball and just all the exciting things and directions you're going to be going for the Lord.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Oh, you got it, Mason. Listen, Mason McNatt, check him out. He's going to be famous, even more famous in a few years. And you're going to be, hey, we heard him here first. Well, maybe not first, but I'll claim it anyway. But Mason, so thankful again. Appreciate you coming in. And y'all, whatever you're going through, man, just use Mason's story and just keep on keeping on and just trust the Lord. He is going to make your path straight. He is going to bless you. It may not be what you think. It may not be exactly the way you thought it would look, but you're going to turn around and go, man, I wouldn't trade that experience for anything because I know God was in that. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Right on. Mason Manette, ProSpire Basketball. Keep an eye out for him. God bless you, Mason. Appreciate you coming out, man. Love you. I'm proud of you. And just keep, man, keep doing the work of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Cool. We'll see you guys back here next week on Sunday morning.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.